feelings never die. You excite me now more than you ever did before. Bottled up inside is a passion I can't contain anymore.
What's up, good people? This your boy Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Yo, what up? This is Kanye Tedder.
What up? It's your boy Jay-Z.
Oh. You're now tuned in to the Man Cave Show.
Controversial show on radio, Red Cup Conversations, on Atlanta's number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. So grab your favorite drink and enjoy Red Cup Conversations. Here's your host, Sean Ward, and the Red Cup crew.
And that's right, 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 that's
right,
Y'all know who it is. Y'all know who it is. Y'all know who it is. Of course, for my love, we
I want to pay homage. single moms
who are
First one,
Some of these drafts that took place, you know.
Keep going.
Oh, we had the draft. The NFL draft took place last week, and there were some picks that really, really shook the NFL and shook it up a bit. One of them being my Atlanta Falcons. So we definitely got to talk about that. And we also got to talk about some of the WNBA drafts that took place. The WNBA plays that took draft. Some of them they played last night and some preseason games. So we definitely got to talk about
that. Yeah, definitely.
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, both had some phenomenal, you know, some great openings, because a lot of people didn't think they were going to be able to do what they were doing in college, that they were going to be able to do that here in the WNBA. So we got to talk about that. Then we got to talk about, like you said, the Drake beef, you know, and how some of these jabs are a little personal, and it's a lot of people in the industry are taking strays.
It's crazy. It's man, people catching bullets out here, bro.
Right. So if you ain't updated your NBAs, celebrities, is at that point where you just about that time where you need to update, get your new lawyers, because it's getting crazy out there. But yeah, but we got a lot to catch up on and a lot to talk about, especially with sports and entertainment.
Man, what do we have to catch up on? Again, man, we had some technical difficulties. I just found out that happened, man. I'm so sorry about that, good people, man. For those who don't know, man, you're tuned in live to your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. This is
Red Cup Conversation.
This your boy Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Red Cup Conversation. To my left, we have
the one and only B Smooth in the building.
Sorry we had some technical difficulties, man. People, you know, when we have producers come in the studio, they change things. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be nice about this. But again, man, we got so much to catch up on, so much to talk about. Man, again, man, if you're tuning in, man, you're tuning in to the right station, man. This month, we are dedicating this month to all the single mom entrepreneurs. This month kicks off our very own Miss Danielle, the founder and CEO of MKS Products, man. Find out why she has products, men, women, and the C-malls, the drinks, all that good stuff you can think of. It's not entrepreneur-negro. It's entrepreneurs at its finest. If you follow me on Facebook, I put a post out calling all single mom entrepreneurs to tag, to check in. I'm going to be selecting a few of y'all. I'm going to reach out to you all directly to have an interview, showcase your business. And I'm going to also tell you how to invest into your business as we do some good old advertising and marketing and some good old things where I can show you how, as we work together to build. So far in sports, what else we got, B-Smooth?
Yeah, man, like I said, WNBA preseason kicked off, and there was some noticeable players. Angel Reese almost had her first double-double.
Yeah.
So that's good, because a lot of people think that she was overhyped, that she wasn't going to be, that she wasn't good, that she wasn't a great player. She just had a great people that made her better, and she had 13 points and 9 rebounds.
Out of nowhere.
I don't know, so that's good. And that was preseason. So, but yeah, she's gotten comfortable. She's getting in there. But of course, you know, the great white hype, Caitlin Clark, she had 21
damn
points. And watching some of the highlights, bro, she was out there. She was shooking and jiving, bro. There's this one particular place she had somebody on skates.
Yeah.
So
that girl almost,
So she gonna be in her bag. Just hopefully, you know, the WNBA is not giving her the bag, but you know, she's getting enough endorsements. She has a lifetime deal with Nike.
Yeah,
it's gonna pay her some millions.
So. She's a female Steph Curry.
Yeah,
but I'm also gonna talk about. We're gonna have a coach's moment to talk about why it's gonna hurt some feelings. It's gonna be a reality check. It's gonna be clarity on why the WNBA salaries don't match NBA salaries.
Yeah.
As somebody who is involved, who has been involved in women's sports and women basketballs, and especially professional basketball for years, listen, I want you all to totally understand this. There's a thing called a CBA. It's called the Collective Bargaining Agreement. Okay.
Right.
This is based upon a few different factors financially. The amount of money they in revenue they produce in advertising and sponsorships, TV endorsements, TV deals, TV time, what these networks want to invest. Okay, so with that alone, that is a contributing factor to women. I mean, to the NBA player's salary. Okay, now let's look at the history of the NBA. The NBA has been around simply. Way before
everything black and white,
exactly. When black folks barely can even play in the league.
Yeah,
the original NBA was the ABA, the American Basketball Association, which at that point is very similar to how the WNBA is set up in a format, whereas they were independently owned in a sense of the money wasn't the same as until the NBA was created.
Mm-hmm.
And they created the NBA, and only a few teams from the ABA were able to go, like the New York, the New Jersey Nets, Indiana. But needless to say that as long as the WNBA has been around, which is less than 20 years now, I believe, at this point.
Is it? Yeah.
It's still taken people to have a vested interest. Like, just this year, there's three teams in the WNBA that have sold out season tickets. One of them being the Atlanta Dream.
Yeah.
The other team
now, they did move them, right?
The Atlanta Dream?
Well, they like where they play. It's not in College Park, right? It's not at State Farm?
I believe they're trying to move. I think that's been like on a teeter-totter what they're going to do. But they're probably going to play some games at where the College Park Skyhawks play.
Yeah.
And Phillips Arena, Lord Hammer, State Farm.
The old Atlanta.
I'm sorry. So I'm tired of women feeling like this is, so the average highest salary, about the average of $80,000 a year. Okay. And this is why you had stars who during the off season will go play overseas to make triple what they make, because people have a vested interest internationally for women's basketball as opposed to America, because American basketball is male dominated and has been for years.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just be fully transparent. Let me piss some people off. Nobody for years wanted to go see a bunch of layups. Somebody wanted to see people get dunked on. Right. Someone wanted to see a skill set that was better than just, okay, she can shoot. Ooh, it's a little physicality. But it's just the intensity in the game. And it's just, it's a different atmosphere. It was for so long. And then as women's basketball has progressed, I've seen more women athletes who are bigger in size. They're more athletic.
Mm-hmm.
You have some women who actually can now dunk the ball. This is progression. With progression, sparks more interest, and sparking more interest will. When I go back to I said the collective bargaining agreement, investors and sponsors will feel more comfortable pouring money into the league.
Yeah.
If you've been to a WNBA game, you see these jerseys, you see these uniforms. Those are all sponsors. They're starting to get more into it, and they're starting to get more involved as women's basketball, this to be transparent, has become more exciting.
Yeah. Even on the betting side, they're saying people are
engaging
in betting platforms and now having more. Mm-hmm. The bookies are opening up more on the WNBA side and allowing that. And it's even, you know, it's good for them. It's a little overdue. Yep. But like you said, the skill set has changed. The attention that women's sports is getting on the WNBA has changed. You know, the fact that, you know, for the last few years, we heard nothing about Caitlin and you know, Angel and them two. And even the other young lady was on SU. Who signed with Rock Nation?
Oh,
I can't think of her name right now.
Oh my God! Well, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So I mean, in the fact that, you know, they're having an impact where people are paying attention, it's on ESPN highlights.
Yeah.
And even in the fact that some of these arenas that these people are playing in, when the Indiana Fever come, they're changing the arena.
Yeah, they are,
because you know the normal arena's on hold of like 5,000 to 10,000 people.
Yep.
And they, like you said, they sold out.
Yep.
Because they want to see her play. They want to see her continue. And so, like, the fact that, what was it, the Washington Mystics moved a game to the Capital One Arena.
Yep. That's big.
That's huge. That wasn't happening before. Not to discredit the women that were doing it before that were killing the game and setting records and stuff. It's just, you know, they had to walk so these young ladies can run.
Think about if you look at the viewership from the NBA, the NCAA tournament, women's division, sparked more interest and more views for the first time than the men's division. So that's showing you that the dynamics are changing, but you have to understand the investment and the business behind it. And so,
like you said, mathematically, they're getting a percentage of what seats are selling and stuff. If you're selling out a 5-ton seat arena versus a 40,000,
big difference.
It's huge.
And that ticket, and those ticket prices not the same.
Nah.
You had ticket prices for Hawks games, even as sorry as the Hawks were, that were going for $200-$400 a ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not paying, and nobody's paying that for a WNBA game.
Nah.
I tell you that now. Them games are damn near free sometimes.
Yeah, buy one, get one.
Exactly. And especially on Pride night.
Uh-oh,
that's
man.
That's one of the biggest nights. And that's a whole other conversation.
It's a star-studded event.
Literally. You stupid. But like my homeboy just said, the WNBA is owned by the NBA, and they only offer crumbs from the advertising revenue. That's that CBA. That is true. Because they haven't found a full likeness to say, well, I could see them making... Imagine those girls making $30, $40 million a year. And the WNBA, you know how much the WNBA revenue is per year?
30 for me.
If that.
Is that.
So you have to take on the reality of it. It's unfortunate, but it's not sexist. It's not, no, it's just a different build. And you guys are still, women's professional basketball is still progressing in America. Yeah. I hate to say it.
Yeah, it's a little slow based, but they start making $34 million. I can tell you right now, I don't mind being... sitting flow seats, cheering on my bae.
Yeah,
$34 million. I can be a stay at home husband.
Exactly.
$34 million, raise our kids.
Different ball games. So it's not to, it doesn't discredit or take away from the women's game, because I do coach women's basketball. I have pro players who play me for summer league. Who great talent, great talent, great skill set, great athleticism, etc. But it's just a matter of how marketable is it. Let's even look at another determining factor. And I'm going to let you go to your last of your segment. Is that so? Look at the women who were the faces of the WNBA for so long. There wasn't maybe but an ounce of femininity involved in that period. Let's just be really transparent. After Lisa Leslie left, after Candace Parker left, after all these women who... Even outside basketball, carry themselves like women with little bit of femininity. You didn't see that. So they're not investing into, we're going to pour millions of dollars into a bunch of manly looking women. I just have to be honest with you.
So, I mean,
how marketable is that?
I think for back then it wasn't, because of, you know, the ties and how society was back then. I think now we're in a society, not to say that all the women are in the WNBA are gay.
That's true.
But now we're in a time where it's not frowned upon like it was.
But there are women who are heterosexual women
all out, and
that who got harassed for not being gay.
Yeah.
These are the stories that nobody's, so you have to understand, there's a big disconnect in that world.
Yeah.
So you got to understand, so from a business perspective, how marketable is it?
Well, now it's about to get real marketable.
They playing ball.
They balling.
They hooping.
You know, they broke records. Like you said, you know, they had more views than the men's.
Yes.
Final Four game.
Yes.
So.
This is true. So just like, so people don't think this is being sexist. Just like in the NBA, when they created a dress code policy, when you had Allen Iverson in the league, Latrell Sprewell, you had all these thug-like players. They made them, you couldn't sit on the bench with 15 diamond chains on, looking like a rapper. You had to pick your poison. So you had to carry yourself accordingly. So that changed with the men too as well. As one, you have to be marketable. They're not marketing. You're not going to be the face of Adidas looking like a nigga off the street.
Nah.
Let's be honest. Because who's that relating to?
Not the one that's spending more bread.
Exactly. And not every black person fits that description or image. So you have to understand, image is everything.
Yep, perception is reality.
Come on now. What you got? What else you got before we go to break?
Yeah, man, before we go to break, got to talk about the draft real quick. You know, there was some top picks. Caleb Williams went to the Bears.
The Bears.
With his zesty self. We'll see if he'll play.
That's new generation shit. Them boys paint their fingernails.
I'd be damned for my son.
Now, see, it's how you raise your kids. That's right. A little too expressive for me.
He ain't even talking, but just some of his mannerisms to just be.
It's a little suspect.
Yes.
Yes.
But I will agree. Doesn't take away from his talent on the field.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if he get trains ran on him by 20 men before the game. Throw the damn ball. As long as we win, you can be as fruity as goddamn
a bowl of grapes.
I don't give a damn. As long as you do your job, you can be Little Richard when you leave the game.
What, man, blue man, pass for that ball?
That's all I care about, sir. Throw the damn ball.
So, you know, so you got y'all a good pick. You know, second, Jaden Daniels. He went to the Commanders or whatever that team name is going to be.
Always going to be the Redskins.
Give a damn. The Indians ain't even crying about it. They weren't even mad.
Come on now.
Come to find out, the Indians like, y'all could have kept it. We're straight. We're cool.
Like, we good.
Yeah, somebody was just finding something to cry about.
You know.
But if I was talking about my boys, the AT, the Atlanta Falcons.
How you feel about who y'all picked up?
So, I see the vision. Picking up Michael Penix, the quarterback from Washington. A lot of people were in an uproar because, like, y'all just paid Kirk Cousins a bunch of money. Why would you waste the 8th round draft pick on him? And it's like, hey, if you have an option to get yourself a Kia or a Lambo for the same price, what would you get?
The Lambo.
Yeah. And that's what Michael Penix is for us. He's the Lambo. Yes, people are like, well, you could have waited and got the quarterback that the New Orleans Saints got. In the second round pick. We could have waited. But the thing about the Falcons, and as of true fans and people to realize, we've gone through the quarterback carousel, and a lot of it was our fault because of old coaches.
That's fact.
Choosing. Yep. You know, because we did have Matt Ryan. We had Matt Ryan for 14 plus years.
Way too long.
Well, not even say that. It's just we had our ups and downs. Matt on paper is good. He going to be a Hall of Fame. It just sucks that he'll never get a Super Bowl. Like, we were that close. We were there.
Okay.
You're about to kiss the pig, and it's...
Yeah.
Oinked out of there.
Because he wasn't man enough to run the offense.
Yeah. He was a game manager, as they call him now.
Basically.
Being told what to do, and he did it. So, but to know that we traded Matt Ryan to the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, okay, they was like, you know, Arthur Smith is like, hey, let's get Marcus Mariota. I work with him in Tennessee. He's great. He's cool. And Marcus Mariota, who played at Tennessee and played at the Raiders, mm-hmm. thought he was going to do something. And then what did we do? We drafted Desmond Ridder,
mm-hmm.
second round.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with that? Marcus got hurt and then didn't come back. Mm-hmm. Desmond Ridder came in, was 2-2. Then Desmond Ridder came in the last season, stunk up the field.
Yeah.
And then got hurt.
Yep.
And then got replaced with Heinicke.
Yep.
And then Heinicke got hurt and Desmond Ridder had to come back in.
Yep.
So the quarterback carousel we went through. Yes, you know, Kirk Cousins' pride probably was hurt because we drafted somebody underneath him. You know, to work underneath him. But bro, we just paid you $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And just play. Just be happy, bro. Like, we already said you're gonna be our starter. We're not gonna change you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you as yourself, you started in Washington as a backup to Robert Griffin III.
That's true.
So
yeah.
And RG3 was the starter who it was top draft. Heisman winner.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it was like, oh, he was mad, he's upset. Bro, you got the bag that you wasn't going to get from anybody else.
That's facts.
We overpaid you.
That's facts.
And so, because I really, if we were going to pay that, we could have got Matt Ryan for cheaper.
Yep.
And tried the Super Bowl thing again with Raheem Morris on the coaching team. But I don't see anything wrong. Like, there was so many people was like, we were stupid for it, we were dumb, you know. And I'm like, hey, if we've been through that trouble of trying to find a quarterback and getting somebody that's not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I like it for the city. We finally got a black quarterback back. Left-handed quarterback. The last time we had one was Vic.
But y'all act like Ritter wasn't black. You know he's black, right?
Yeah, he's half. Half.
Y'all got to cut that shit out. y'all
I know he's black because what happens when you put chocolate syrup and white milk? It's black. It's chocolate. So
you sound like your folks are trying to discredit Drake from being black. Drake is black.
No, Drake's black.
Yeah. Okay, then.
That's Ritter's black. But he's not black. Like how you talked about light skin and dark skin?
So
light skin and dark skin. So Michael Penix is my complexion, cabinet color.
So what Pat Mahomes is? Pat Mahomes ain't black?
No, he black.
Why? Because he good?
No.
Because what?
He have his daddy black. Daddy black is
hell. Y'all tripped me out with this dumb
shit. Yo, I ain't never said it. You ain't never heard me.
My mom said it. Is black.
We have a fully black quarterback. You want me to change it to that?
Now, that sounds ignorant as hell.
It'd be that. And bag of chips.
Wow.
Hey, we have a fully black quarterback.
Racist.
We'll be that.
Racist.
With a black head coach, with a black GM.
Yeah.
The city is about to be turned up. I tell you, when the tailgates happen, because I'm going to be there.
Oh, I know.
Season ticket holder.
You are.
And I'm going to the practice facility when they open up, because I didn't even been when Arthur Smith was there.
Okay.
Because he was trash. But the culture of what Raheem Moore is bringing in, and with Terry, we have no choice but to be good. Because like, the fact of the matter is, if there was something that happened to Kirk Cousins, and Michael Penny comes in and kills it, you look like a genius. We forget Kirk Cousins is still healing from his Achilles, a torn Achilles.
Penix is hurt.
Man, yeah. Penix broke everything in his body.
Literally. And y'all gave him all that? Well, okay.
Because the other side of it, too, is the plan is to come into the season good.
Okay.
So if we're good like we think we are, we're not going to be having an 8th-round draft pick for a while. Mm. So the mindset is, hey, why don't you get somebody that's good? My wish, totally, if I could be honest with you, I wanted us to find somebody just for this year. I wanted Shedeur Sanders.
But he's not in the draft till this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wanted us to get him next year.
Well, we know
that ain't gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen.
It's either gonna be the Cowboys or the Raiders that's gonna scoop him up.
Yeah, they didn't gave that boy too much money.
Yeah,
and Shedeur is a rookie, so he gotta get the money.
Yeah, he gotta get that bag. So we're not finna get him. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen.
We got 2 minutes. What you got?
Oh, that's it, man. That's it for the sports, man. We'll come back with the entertainment side. When Poppy gets here, we'll dabble in this Drake and...
We're going to bring this light-skinned, dark-skinned back to life. We're going to talk about hip-hop. We're going to talk about the state of hip-hop right now. We're going to talk about... We're going to ask the question, where the hell is Quavo?
Where is Quavo? I don't know. And that's Team Light-Skinned.
I don't know where Quavo is, because Quavo has been silenced.
He might need to call Offset to come help him.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Offset?
Because Chris Brown is living his greatest life.
Chilling. He laughing at his Drake.
He ain't worried about no response.
None.
No response at all.
He sat into it like, proposing. Like, bro, that's all you got.
And when we come back as well, we got one question to propose. Should LeBron James retire?
Ooh.
Should he retire? Something to think about. Keep it locked right here as well, man. And when we come back, man, of course, man, we got our special guest coming up at the top of the hour. Our Red Cup conversation today is a juicy one, too, as well. So you know what? In order to find out, you got to stay tuned. So keep it locked right here on your and Atlanta's number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3 is...
Red Cup Conversation.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Yo, what up? This is Kanye Tedda.
What up? It's your boy Jay-Z.
Oh.
You're now tuned in to the Man Cave Show.
Oh. Yeah. Don't want to be a playout.
I'm not a playout. Just fuck a lot.
Don't want to be a playout.
I'm not a player. say I just fuck a lot. But you still a hater. Elevator to the top. See you later. I'm gone. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French count seats, 10,000 east, rent out lease, with an option to buy. Copping a five of Benz. And when I'm not over the sky, off in the lie, put my twinzito up in the Benzito with my Kiko from Queens. The game ready go. We go back like PAs and wear BJs. Now we reach the B gauge, running trains for 3 days. Who wanna ride? It won't cost you a dollar. Whether soft or harder, of course you're still gonna holler. Mama, I'm thick, huh? I rip my prick through your hooters. I'm sick. You couldn't measure my dick with six rulers. Hula, chula, I'm all about getting new. But I knock that boo if you out to get cool.
I don't wanna
I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot.
Punisher, still got what you're looking for.
Uptown, baby, uptown.
I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I just fuck a lot. Buchanan, the black brand, but last, I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of the ass. Don't get your show class and pass my test. Fat ass and breasts, highly intelligent bachelorettes. That's the best, I won't settle for less. I want to get a brunette with unforgettable sex. I lay your head on my chest, I feel my heartbeat. We can park the Jeep, put my beep and just spark the leaf. It's hard to creep since I found Joe. Every pretty round brown hole wanna go down low. Put this boogie down professional. I'ma let you know once I put the blows. Get your clothes, cause you got to go out the door downstairs. Little brown hairs everywhere.
You nasty twin.
I don't care. Round here they call me Big Buns. If you with the big guns, big tongue, known to make the chicks come.
Hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot, love. Got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I stick it. Even it'll be like, don't stop getting in a hot tub. Bubbly, rubbing your spot, love. Got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I stick it. Even it'll be like, don't stop getting it.
I don't wanna be punished no more.
In the terror squad, beating niggas down something silly. No smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, the respect, then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked. I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill him. Nah. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop cut, switch lanes on you niggas. Nah. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Throw the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Get y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Nobody tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck it up.
Check.
It was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, the respect, then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked.
Ain't no come through fly. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine and I take my time.
lost in this game like steak lines. It was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. Single mamas working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curb server, end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, the respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black.
Y'all wouldn't fuck with
the
us.
Last lie you heard, this ain't that. This that, I did. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own, bitch. Hey, yeah, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fool ya. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother. Mission, never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, the respect, then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked.
Hey, what's up, good people? This your boy, Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Yo, what up? This is Kanye Tedder.
What up? It's your boy Jay-Z.
Oh.
You're now tuned in to the Man Cave Show.
That's that action. Her best work on her knees.
Too sexy for this cash. Too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for these pills. I'm too sexy for this. I get cash wherever I fly. Got texting on me. Money, cars, and all the jewelry. Make a bill of sexy. I get cash wherever I fly. Got texting on me. Yeah. Whoa. 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 I'm too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy.
And that's right, man. We're back in the building, man. Y'all know what it is, what it do, man. Y'all know this beautiful, beautiful weekend, man, wherever you are.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco. It's two things this weekend. First of all, on Atlanta, you're on Atlanta's number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. This is
Red Cup Conversations.
All right. It's two things this weekend. Actually, three things. It's officially Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Si.
It's two. It's Cinco de Negro weekend.
Si.
And three, because I have four fingers. Three, Cinco de Drinko.
Ay, ¿qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Hey. Mucho cervezas.
Hey,
hey papi.
Hey. Buenos días.
Hey. ¿Tú hablas español? ¿Tú hablas inglés?
¿De pay a bill?
Pay a bill? No insurance?
No insurance. it's on a Sunday.
I don't listen. Ain't nobody going to work tomorrow. Monday.
Monday gonna be tow up.
Monday, the traffic is gonna be so light on Monday. I'm gonna be so happy because ain't nobody going to work.
But the Mexicans.
Yeah, the Mexicans will be like, ah,
you do my tequila.
El negros, el estúpido.
Hey, drink Casamigo, that real tequila.
Real tequila, no, Jose, no cuevo.
No Caribe.
No, amo Jose, no cuevo. listen, man, it's a good weekend, man. If y'all do participate in anything that involves drinking and particular activities, man, do Uber or Lyft. Use the code. I ain't got one.
I was about to say.
Got your ass. Hey, I'm trying to get a deal with Uber because it is Red Cup. We do drink. They drink. And, miss, I came through the front door.
Hey.
I'm almost saying something. Listen, it's going to be, if you do decide to drink this weekend, be safe, and do Uber or Lyft. But if you do partake, understand is crazy. Danielle, you can come in. Then you can come hang out. We just ain't gonna introduce you yet. Okay. So you can get a feel. We can feel your energy today. Make sure you're all right, because it's a light skin. We on top right now.
I'm outnumbered.
You outnumbered today, bro. We winning. We winning today. Look here. I'm telling y'all now.
I'm light skin on this side.
DJ Poppy's in the building. You stupid. DJ Poppy's in the building. Y'all just got back from Texas. Man, look at that, man. They be working, man. Shout out to Goody Mob. Shout out to the crew, man. Shout out to Cujo. Shout out to T-Mo. Shout out to Gip. Shout out to CeeLo. Shout out to the whole Goody Mob fam in the build, man. We appreciate the love. Always, man. Poppy's out here working, grinding. Whenever you see him with an energy drink,
you know it's him.
You know he working.
I was like, hey, never seen him with that.
I said, damn, you know.
It's real.
It's real in the field, man. So y'all ready to tap? We're tapping this, man. Look, we're going to take a little pause for the calls. We got a lot to catch up on. We got to talk about the state of hip hop where it is right now. Listen, I'm gonna be so for some of you old folks, okay? We gonna catch y'all up, okay? Some of y'all that like me, we 40 and up. Y'all trying to figure out what the hell is all this going on? Listen, we don't care about the female beefs, and I don't mean nothing by it. We don't care about who Glorilla and JT.
They beef with somebody?
They got beef with the City Girls. They got all kind of weird shit going on. We don't care about Keisha Cole and the girl I ain't never met before, really Huncho's girlfriend. We don't care about none of that shit. Listen, everybody getting, look, it's warm outside. Be great. It's a hot girl summer. Listen, if you getting dick down, you just getting it. It's just what it is. But it goes back to my theory. Been on this 8 years now. I done told y'all, stop posting y'all relationships public. Y'all be great. You don't have to live in secrecy. Live in privacy. Because all y'all did was create, the poor girl was like, I didn't even know he was dating the chick. I didn't know he was dating Keisha Cole. Because you see, some people really don't care because they don't really mind. Some women out here in the industry just like you for you. Right? Now, but on the other hand, you got to realize who you dating to, though. Because a lot of these people living their best lives. So, again, we don't care about none of that beef. What we care about is the fact we got people's kids involved.
We got people's marriages involved.
We got Drake need to be a better father. Where the hell is Quavo? Where is Quavo? Ain't nobody heard from Quavo.
I think he was volunteering or something.
He's got to be working at a Quick Trip somewhere.
Nah, I know what he did. He did what he had to do. Said what he said. Came back. He wasn't about to go back and forth. So was that last week? Something with gun violence or whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm glad that he just left it alone,
Because he won.
Oh, Honcho Day. He did Honcho Day. Yeah.
That's right. He jumped right back into what he was supposed to do, man.
It
was somebody in his ear, like, just let it go. You said what you said. He said.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, he killed you.
Listen.
He killed
you. I'm jamming, though.
What you want, Chris Brown's? Or Quavo?
So, I don't know if we about to go to commercial or not.
No, we got time, because I want you to. Yeah. All
right, so, that Chris Brown, this, that.
That was fire.
Yeah. Hold on. Don't lose your up. Listen, listen. I want to be clear. I'm glad you said that, because we'd be on the same wavelength. In history, I'm 44 years old. I was able to hear The Bridge Is Over when KRS dropped that shit, and we was like, oh, this some personal nigga. This nigga is personal.
Yeah.
He was like, look kind of gay to me. Like, that was real shit back then.
Yeah.
But when Tupac got on the record and said, that's why I fucked your bitch. He didn't have to say nothing else.
Nothing.
Bruh, that was the song by itself.
Yeah.
Then the beat dropped. I said, oh, this nigga's gonna die. I said, I knew Pac was gonna die after that song.
Oh, he didn't care about his life.
And I don't give a damn how square you are. Your camp around you ain't gonna allow a nigga to start the song off and say, that's why I fucked your bitch. On a record that's being played by every radio station in America. And you got people in the club jamming. That's why I fucked your bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, listen, legendary. And so Chris Brown, in true light-skinned Taurus fashion, because Taurus is, we are petty.
Yeah.
He put the business out there.
That man said, they really wish you was dead.
That was deep.
At that point.
That was the bar right there.
I ain't gonna lie.
The whole world wished it was you.
Cringe.
It was like.
That was a bar.
No, I get it though.
But this, here's my question.
Yeah.
He was high in liquor though.
I wanted to know.
Definitely a cocaine line.
That was a cocaine.
Yo, Quavo. We were shooting. Goddamn.
Listen, man. Did spin back up from. Cause they been did that Fashion Week thing. Yeah, I'm like, where did this come? Was it because Kendrick set the beef tone off?
Yeah.
Everybody just airing out whatever.
But let's be honest, Cat Williams started the year off.
Yeah.
So everybody since Cat,
every month has been something.
Everybody been like, you know what? Back in 2003, I remember when you did X, Y, Z, and I'm telling you, it's been that role. Every since, and I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing, because we were bored because I couldn't hear another Sexy Red song without me almost liking that shit.
Get them sexy.
That was the one
I almost had. You did.
I looked in the mirror, looked back at it one time.
That Uzi show.
I was like, oh my god, I feel it. I said, no, somebody need to beef. Look at the musical gods. So I'm gonna say, now this is what bothers me, Rick Ross. I like Rick Ross. Rick Ross need to stay out this shit, because Rick Ross is like, he Rick Ross is starting to become corny to me. Like, in this beef, he just sounds really corny because he's really reaching. And then you got other ignorant ass people who really think Drake is not black, but don't know this man really grew up in Memphis, in the hood. His father's name is Dennis. Okay, let's be clear. Okay, his father looked like one of the Whispers.
He do.
Okay? His father's black. His mama's not. We don't care. Because all you Negroes gave Obama credit. He was black. Don't take it away from Drake. Drake is light skinned. Yes, he's Jewish. He's half Jewish. And he's half whatever his daddy is.
Yeah.
Okay? Kendrick, in true essence, I verbatim publicly said that shit was corny. Because
the first one?
The first is. Yes. No. That shit rolled.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, this about to be shit.
They had beef and I didn't even know it.
I was like, when is this? First of all, Kendrick. Yeah.
You know, if anybody out there listening, like I'm really into the music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like Drake, what Kendrick was doing on that. When Drake told J. Cole, like, don't even respond, y'all can ask anybody. I said it. I even said it on the podcast. I'm like, you know what? If I was any of them, I wouldn't say nothing.
Right.
Rapping.
Right.
He's rapping.
Right, right.
Just let it go. He rapping.
Yeah.
Till he really like say your name.
Yeah, that's when it's real.
Hit dog gonna holler. Right.
Yeah.
And hit dog gonna holler. And yeah. I applaud Drake for not saying nothing.
Right.
So I don't mean to steal this little your thing right here.
It's cool.
But when J. Cole came back,
yeah,
I got two different things about it. So I was like, why did you say something? Like, why did you say something? Like,
yeah,
it wasn't even that deep.
Yeah,
it wasn't like it was hard. Like, oh, he dogged him when he sucked the big three. Okay,
that's what you're supposed to do.
That could be anything though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got Q with the big three.
Yeah,
and ironically, that week has been getting promoted like crazy.
Yeah,
and I was like, as a fan, like, wait, why are you saying big three?
Right,
and I had to think about it. I'm like, oh, you talking about them? But it still wasn't that deep to me.
Yep.
And the crazy thing about all that, man, J. Cole came out with an album, and I thought the album was nice, right? I thought it was a good album. If y'all go back and
which album?
See?
Because I'm not a J. Cole fan.
Right. So that diss track that he dropped,
yeah,
last song on his album, the album dropped that same day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like...
Damn!
I feel like for those who are J. Cole fans... Y'all gonna like that album.
Yeah.
But I think it just distracted.
Oh, it overshadowed that.
Yeah.
Like, even though he dropped it.
Exactly.
He pulled it off the streaming sites.
Yeah, but it was some bull crap to me. So this is the other part. I thought that this was dope, J. Cole. I'm like, okay then, this is what you gonna do? But why you do it? But I like it.
Yeah.
For him to retrack it back, it's like, now I look at you like, come on, man. Like, nah, like, don't go on stage and do that live thing and say, you know, you can go ahead and punch me up. Nigga knew he was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick went it. Man, Kendrick threw that bait out. Mm-hmm. Whoever was going to bite it, it was on from there. I really feel mm-hmm. like, I really don't like, people was like, well, man, you
damn, I know that.
The piece with his man. I said, man, fuck all that. Do y'all understand how much and what it takes to go record a song in the studio?
Yes.
Now, if you went on live and was in your feelings,
that's totally different. Yeah. That's totally different. Did. Yeah.
So, you got to sit there.
Yeah.
It's a whole process. It's a whole process. And you got to go upload the stream.
You had to mix it. You had to do all that.
You like probably said fucking mix, or he probably mixed it.
But you like J. Cole, though?
Huh?
You like J. Cole?
Yeah, he got some stuff.
Who like J. Cole eat Arby's still? That's what keeping Arby's at that.
I definitely eat Arby's.
You gotta, like, if I play some songs for you.
I absolutely don't like it.
Guarantee you.
Like, now,
J. Cole?
Listen, early J. Cole was cool, but then everything he sounds like the same song is very monotone.
That's what I'm saying. If I pick some songs, you like cool.
I give it a shot, bro.
Yeah, like, even if I just played it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, this cool. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta.
I'm saying a whole album.
You gotta.
Okay. For everybody. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It ain't for everybody.
Right.
Like, me as a DJ, I have to listen to everything. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm somebody who go off of energy. If I know your vibe, I'd be like, you know what? Let me throw this in. I think they might like this. But I really think that, man, that J. Cole, man, he shouldn't even just. You knew Kendrick was gonna come back.
Right.
I do that on stage and say you want to do it for all that. Like, maybe I'm just, you know, cut a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't going to say nothing, don't say nothing. But that was a whole process. I can't give him a pass.
Not at all.
And me and Cujo was talking about that on the podcast. And I get what Cujo was saying. Like, man, that could lead to, you know, later, bloodshed later. I get it.
So be it.
But, man, you can't punch me in my mouth and think that I ain't about to punch you back. Like, after you hit me, you know what, man?
You know, I'm sorry.
Like, the bleed is there.
It's done.
And then, the title of the album.
I slept.
Yeah, the title of the album, I might delete this.
Mm-hmm.
You left that on there to get that traction for your album.
That's facts, yeah. Too, though.
Like, I'm thinking about that, like, nah, I don't even want your apology. Like,
it's still about selling records.
Exactly.
Because Kendrick's diss is at 9 million streams.
Yeah.
So you're getting paid off whatever you say right now at this point. So is Drake.
Like, with them two, respect whatever them two gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
They doing it. Drake say he really ain't want to do it, but now you did it. Here I go. I'm gonna give you what you want. But that's how I felt about the J. Cole thing. And one more thing. Shout out to Lil Duval. Duval is on my side. Y'all go look on his page. Everything his posting is what I was thinking the whole time about J. Cole. Like, even though we got all this going on,
everybody
just chilling. He's just driving.
You can't even tell somebody don't ever give up now.
Right.
Because you just gave up.
Yep.
And you had a legit little beef thing.
Would have made it to me. Would have made it better. Mm-hmm. Would have made, because it would have gave Drake more targets to shoot at, because right now he's a sniper.
Yeah.
And right now Kendrick to me back is against the wall, because when you reach for a person to have a secret child out there, you got to have proof. Like, yeah. What Pusha T did was amazing, because he said, "No, nigga, we need you to acknowledge your son."
Yeah.
And when he did that, Drake had no choice
but to do it.
This is my little curly haired red child that y'all didn't know about. Oh well,
porn star.
But now you're gonna have to produce a daughter that don't exist. Drake already responded. See, he didn't respond to Pusha because he had a child. This daughter don't exist. So I don't know who's feeding Kendrick the info.
They said it's somebody out of Drake's camp.
But which is probably BS, but it could have been overplay for the underplay. Because again, Drake let that off again like a Hit 'Em Up album. And he hit him. He said, "I can't say nigga." He led off with nigga.
Yeah, that joke. He started that joke. Yeah.
And he gave out set. He was like, "Look, Chris Breezy really, really banging in the West."
Yeah.
Wait. He told me he named niggas I know that really are in the West Coast that I know are plugged in. So I'm like, he's definitely naming names and telling Kendrick, "No, nigga, you just really from Compton. Really it. Mm. It's by default." So, yeah. It's like when Cube told Dre, like, "Oh, no Vaseline." Let's not forget light skin historical beefs. When No Vaseline came out, dog, Cube should have got shot for the shit he said about everybody in NWA. Listen to it, bro.
I think that's number one top diss ever.
Cube, who was he dissing in this one?
NWA.
Eazy-E.
All of them.
Everybody.
Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
No.
Oh, my God. Please go watch.
You tripping.
Watch their reaction.
Was historic.
And by them all being alive except Eazy-E, I could have just imagined they all was like, because when I was young, I was like, he just went out of all of them.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre, even Yella was looking on the movie like, "Damn, what happened?"
He said,
"Kid was strays."
He went by everybody.
And
so I'm saying now, Drake dropped his, he dropped Family Matters.
And then Kendrick dropped it within an hour.
Meet the Grams. See, that's kind of tricky, because
I'm lost. So,
Kendrick responded
after Family Matters.
Yes. So that's when he started coming out about like having a daughter.
Last time I checked, it was just Family Matters. Went to the Nike camp, and now y'all telling me he didn't drop another one.
And watch how crazy this is gonna sound. Where the Alchemist beat?
Is it dope?
Crazy.
See, I gotta hear it.
Ain't nobody ever diss track somebody with an Alchemist beat. If you know Alchemist, if you know real hip hop, an Alchemist beat is already makes you think. You listen to Kendrick on that track, you like, that's why people are able to fuse what he's saying on the crypt. He's saying, because it's like,
but on that, like, probably he's like literally, it's almost like he's like storytelling. Like, he's like, it's like he's writing letters to Drake's, like, to his dad. And like writing to Drake's son, writing to the daughter that he's like, he ain't claims. Like, "I wish your daddy could have been better. Like, I wish he, like, he coming at him, call him a pedophile. Like,
I love
he say
it.
He got a sex problem, gambling crazy problem.
It's disrespectful.
And he's like, he coming at him hard. And then the album cover, you know what the album cover is?
I didn't see it.
So the album cover is like a shirt, Maybach. Yeah.
I seen that.
Apparently, that was a suitcase that got stolen from his dad. And it had, like, that's what that's from. That's Drake's wild dad. Yeah, so somebody stole it. So he got, like, the Ozempic pill, because he said that's what he been taking.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo. Let's also be clear that this ain't over. I want y'all to understand, this ain't over. Nowhere near over. And when this all fails, what's going to be the end result? Because I ain't gonna lie, hip hop needed this wake up call.
Yeah, like I gotta give Poppy this one lyric that he said in the song. He said, Kendrick said, this is what he was addressing Drake's dad. That, "I blame you for all his gambling and addictions. and his psychopath intuitions. The man that like you'd like to play victim. Him and Weinstein should be in a cell for life. He hates black women, hypersexualizes them with his kinks of nympho fetishes. Grew facial hair because he understood being a beard just fit him better. He got a sex offender on his record label on OVO that he keep on a monthly allowance.
Damn. God damn. Jeez.
And he dropped that right after Drake dropped Family Matters.
Yeah.
They, I say this like been the quickest.
Yeah.
That I, in real time.
Yep.
Yeah. I will say Drake is getting, he's getting, and he's like Rambo mode because he gave, he shot at Asaki.
And the weekend.
And the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
ASAP, Ross. He threw that jab at J. Cole. Y'all got to go listen to
the, yeah, I got to hear that.
The,
I thought it was on the same thing.
On that Family Matter. Man, listen. I know subliminal shit, man. He didn't say his name.
He represents somebody else being by record. Yeah.
Trust me. It's on Family Matters. The second part when that beat change up. Just listen to it. Just listen to it. He got some context clues in there.
Listen, man. We gonna take a break, man. When we come back, man, we got... something good for y'all, man. Our special guest in the building. Danielle, you've been quiet. You can talk on the mic now.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
You can move the mic closer to you. Get on.
Thank you guys for having me. My name is Danielle, MKS Products. I'm in the building.
So, what's your take as a female hip hop connoisseur? What's your take on this?
I feel like it's getting real personal. When you start talking about family,
yeah,
you know, that's like fighting words. So I just, you know, we don't need nothing that's going on out here in our black community, but you say stuff like that, that's kind of going deep, so.
Where you from again?
I'm from Philly.
Yeah, so you understand beef.
Yeah. So let's fight. Like, some of that stuff is just like, oh, that's a little too deep, you know, now somebody going to pull up on you. Hope everybody know how to fight, you know what I mean?
That's what's coming down to. You grew up in Philly?
I did. I grew up between Wilmington, Delaware, and Philly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how long has Meek been gay?
Oh, my God. I am really, like, he is one of my favorite rappers, so I really, like, I just need more proof, because that's just,
See any, like, do you think he might be just a little, or?
No.
Who's somebody posted yesterday?
The outfit he had on?
He had on a little tight
see-through.
No, he's not gay.
You want to go pull up Meek Mill's It's see-through.
No, I saw it.
It's sheer.
Wait, it is sheer.
It's sheer.
Summer's here. I'm telling you, Meek is about that.
And that's why so many women date so many gay men unknowingly, because y'all be giving dudes passes.
But see, I knew him when he was growing up. As, you know, he was raggedy looking. Like, it was never like no gay signs like that.
Now he got money, he can dress gay.
This is what I think. Okay. I think that when you're trying to get to certain levels,
right,
you really don't know what people might do. You know what I mean? And when you on all types of drugs.
Big
so
facts.
If you up and you on Molly's Percocets and all this other stuff, and somebody like, oh, you know, I could put you in a room with this, I could put you on this video, I could put you, you know, and you in and out of jail, and you feel like, you know, because it was kind of a time where he was in and out, and then he felt like he lost it all, and then, you know, little people around him, you know, feeling like they can get you in. So I don't know, you'd be surprised if people would do for money or to get on. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? So
I like how women spend. Listen, at the end of the day, both a lot of men and women in the industry have sold their clothes. And
right.
Sold
I do agree with that.
So there's a lot of men who in this industry are in a position of y'all because they've been ducked off in the corner and they didn't got a little peen in their life. Mm-hmm. And he got positioned.
They heard a video though.
When he was yelling?
It was cap. Like
that bodyguard. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's cap. I absolutely don't believe that, but I do know for a fact that in this
I was like, turn that off because they lying.
No, listen.
Everybody's
just
telling me about that, though.
I'm up here like, all right, which videos are we talking about? The wrestling one?
No, the one where the security guard held her, like, recorded, apparently, Diddy.
From the door
of smashing somebody.
That was cap.
You know what, man?
Can you like do sound effects over and stuff?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can make up anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's 2024. You can do all types of stuff.
Okay, man, you ain't
there. And I wasn't in there. Yeah. But did he address it?
No.
So I wouldn't know.
None of them will, yeah. Especially with the way Diddy's in hot water.
I don't think it is, but
mm-hmm.
I can't even say but, man.
but
pause.
I should laugh, man, because.
Now the no Diddy stuff, the Diddy stuff. That's definitely anybody ain't just saying that he ain't doing nothing. Like he's definitely doing.
Like see that bothers me.
Diddy,
I think Diddy did some of that stuff too.
He did a whole lot of that stuff.
I don't know. Cassie and Kim sitting around. Like why? It had to be something weird. He had some hold on her.
I definitely feel like he. I feel like he's really into, like, he's way beyond just, like, when you start wanting to pee on people, I don't know if I can talk, but when you start wanting to do, like, all types of crazy things, your mind is, like, on another level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like you get to a point where it's, like, just the regular stuff is no more, it's not interesting anymore. So now you, like, on some old, like, you know, you want to swing from the chandeliers and you want to, you know, be handcuffed and you want to, I don't know, hang over the balcony. Like, it's just, it starts getting just real crazy.
I just think, not to get off track, because I just wanted to mess with you, because I don't know if Meek is or not. I really don't care. I think that what we have forgotten as society is that whatever somebody does behind closed doors is absolutely their business.
Mm-hmm.
If you like getting but stuck up your, look, be great. If you like men, you a man, be great.
Yeah.
But here's what the problem is. The problem
is living your truth though.
I disagree with that too. I believe it's nobody's business.
I was about to say that.
It is if you're trying to cross date or trying to make a woman feel like you're not gay.
Danielle, let's be very honest.
If you're trying to you're not gay, but and you're dating a girl and you're making it seem like you're not gay, but behind closed doors on Saturday nights you with a guy. Like, to me, let me know. You know what I mean? Let me know, like, look, I feel like both. Yeah, it's 2024. If you like both, let me know. If on Friday nights you like men, on Saturday nights you like girls, let me know. That way I have the choice to pick. Yeah.
Can we be really honest then? If that's the case, you know, women have to hold the same standard.
Yeah.
Because
open with it.
No, they're not. Because if I have to wait 7 months, 6 months, Jesus, not even put a time frame on it. Let me tell you this. No. I don't care about that. I've dated that, but I'm... No. If I got to really find out, if I had to really wait to find out that you really are a freak, that you really are on porn star status, and you've been playing this good girl, but we've been doing missionary and playing around, and doing, when you like to get slutted out...
You don't listen to the right questions.
No. You ask questions, but women will preserve and lie their freakiness until they're comfortable with you. So I'm saying that when you ask men to disclose that as well, there's not women gonna have to lead with that because mm-hmm. so many women lie. And
I do.
Oh, I ain't never done this before. You. And you'd be like, I'd be like, damn, I didn't know. Wow, you make bubbles with it. Didn't even know you didn't expect that. So what I'm saying is that your inhibitions, if your inhibitions are real like that, mm-hmm. be honest. Men should do the same thing. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Well, we live in this, but again, I believe that's something for you and that person. The world should know that you like.
You said the world should know?
The world should know.
Oh, yeah.
That was a group.
The person you're talking to should know.
That's business. Absolutely. I know. That was a group that I was in where I was an admin, and this girl posted about a dude who liked to get pegged out of anger.
Oh.
Disclosed his whole business. Never could look at dude the same though. Not gonna lie, but you know what I'm saying. But we don't need to know that if my man like to get pegged. That's between you and him, and that became a whole thing. And see, my thing is that you got to have trust. You got to have trust because, contrary to belief, a lot of women I know who like women will keep that on the super wraps. Mm-hmm. But then you get them in a situation and they you know what I'm saying they you know what I'm saying they straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Number months.
So, again, when we come back, man, we're going to learn more about Danielle, more about MKS products, man. We got some more news you can use. We got the DJ Poppy mix that's going to be coming up shortly, but y'all keep it locked right here. Tune in, tell a friend. Atlanta's in your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station. Hot 92.3, this is
Red Cup Conversations.
NTA. Reps on six folks from Cascade. Learned how to skate when she was in first grade. Went to Clark, ain't graduate. Moved up out of Buckhead to escape the city. Breakfast at Barney, she's so ratchet, yeah, she's so sedated. She be outside, but stay out the way at the same time. Working on her body down in Lifetime. Her new, probably a drug dealer. She say that she love, but never post this picture.
Yeah, I can tell by the way that she talk. She from around here, I gotta pull up on her. Anytime I'm down here, I try to get her to move to LA. But she say that she can't. My little baddie such a hate-town girl. Shawty's a main town girl. Got her own money, but she never paid to get inside. No lie, love me, I hate town girl. So if you're looking for a know that she would need a night. Yeah, right, love me, I hate town girl. You can find her at Ladies Love R&B Wednesday, singing with my girl. She's from the Hoover's up in Casa May, with her best friend off Peachtree Street. Magic City, lemon pepper wings, you know where to find me. You ain't gon' never find this type of girl nowhere else in the world, no. From the south of Decatur, she know where she came from. She benefited from what her mama gave her. My baby, such a made-town girl. Yeah, she be riding in a foreign, but she hates to drive. It's alright, I got a made-town girl. She keep a blicky on her. You too fine to be single at your girl. He at home, but he didn't fuck up. I suit this girl up and what I'm about to do. He'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage with his lady and some freaks at the bar. Who like fucking with a star? I told her, if you're coming with me, really coming with me, yeah. You go get some girls and bring them to me. If you're coming with me, really coming with me, you better put her hands in your face.
Why would you wanna break up? Loving you, loving you, loving you, and dancing on my knees, girl, they just won't stop shaking. My stomach is turning flips and I feel sick, you see. And this is all just at the thought of you leaving me. Am I stupid? Addicted to it. But you're my get right when it's wrong.
Sexy and you know it, clap your hands. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like they got toys in the attic. Dungeon family first generation, can't you tell? Old school player, they'll still rock your bell. ATL ho, you don't like it, fly away. Come like three stacks said, the South got something to say. Come on, showtime, it's showtime. It's lights, cameras, action, it's showtime. It's showtime, it's showtime. You can get this work, it's showtime. It's showtime, it's showtime. It's lights, cameras, action, it's showtime. It's showtime, it's showtime. You can get this work, it's showtime. Man, them rappers garbage, I'm talking straight up trash. You ain't built like that, you had your mama and your dad. Come on, stop this politician, you never missed a meal. Now you grew up in the suburbs and now you wanna drill. Boy, you need to chill like Eric Paris making dollars. When your big homie and somebody need to call him. You embarrassing my city, drop the mic and step away. Step. You ain't from Atlanta, why you gotta perpetrate? Now they ran with the swag and they tried to do the drip. But they ran out of gas, so they all abandoned ship. They all flipped the script with fresh or bust a pipe. Now I'm questioning these rappers, what are you minimizing? Don't believe the hype, cause the fools ain't ready. It's all smoke and mirrors, they ain't jamming like Teddy. Cujo is a legend, the first, not the second. You ain't gotta like it, but you got to go respect it. It's showtime, it's showtime. It's lights, cameras, action, it's showtime. It's showtime, it's showtime. You can get this work, it's showtime. It's showtime, it's showtime. It's lights, cameras, action, it's showtime. It's showtime, it's showtime. You can get this work, it's showtime.
Controversial show on radio, Red Cup Conversations, on Atlanta's number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 923. So grab your favorite drink and enjoy Red Cup Conversations. Here's your host, Sean Ward, and the Red Cup crew.
And that's right, good people. We're live. We're back.
Raggedy.
Live in the building, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 923. And this is
Red Cup Conversations.
What you just heard was a DJ Poppy mix brought to you by MKS Products.
Huh.
That DJ Poppy mix, man. DJ Poppy, man. Next week, next week is Mother's Day weekend. So we're going to need. So we're going to need something. Mother's Day ish next weekend, next Saturday, man. We back on next Saturday. We in the building. Mm-hmm. We gonna have
right. Mother's Day weekend is very important.
It's very important, man. Unfortunately, it seems that it wins over Father's Day.
Yes.
Every year, and for the last 21 years, I've been experienced ties, socks, and
boxers.
Happy Father's Day.
Did you get upgraded to cologne yet?
My listen, if I buy it and tell my son to put it in a box and give it to me.
Oh, damn. Just for me, huh?
Yep, just for me. That's my son. Yep. Aww. But, you know, the fact that, no, but just to read a message or get a card still is amazing. You know what I'm saying? And even get one from my child's father. I mean, child's mother. That was hideous.
Yeah.
But no, it's still, no, it's good to see that, man. When you get to the point where you can just co-parent and be on cruise control, that ain't number God.
Yes.
People don't understand the struggle.
Blessing.
It's a, thank God.
Co-parenting,
like,
yeah.
I wanted it though.
It takes.
Yeah, I want to wish you well.
No, that's it. That's it.
He's still with him, love.
Ain't no one love.
And gone.
This month is, of course, like I said earlier, Mental Health Awareness Month as well. We're going to have a segment about that next week. We deal with that. Also, man, this month is, of course, one of the biggest holidays of the year, which is Mother's Day. And every year, you know, I do something for the mothers. And, you know, I wanted to do something different. This year, I wanted to highlight single mom entrepreneurs, man. My mom was the first person who I saw who wasn't an entrepreneur. She was a hard worker, right? But my mom possessed many talents and many skills, you know what I'm saying? And so we live in a different times, an era where entrepreneurs have the resources to be able to do X, Y, and Z. My mom was a great cook. I thought my mom should have had her own restaurant. But that wasn't my mom's dream or goal. That was mine. Hers was, you know, the medical field. And that's where she was and that she retired from. And that was her thing. So now you see women, and especially during this pandemic, we saw, as we said earlier, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of entrepreneur scammers, and a lot of entrepreneur Negroes. So this month is dedicated to, I met this young lady last year at a great event by my homie T, the Lucky Love Connection. She had her products there. She was funny as hell, shy as hell, but cool as a fan. And has a great skincare and more line. All the way from the East, West, South Philly, all Philly above, the home of the cheesesteak, Miss Danielle. What's up, Danielle?
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Man, we appreciate you being here. Okay, so we're going to get right into it.
Okay.
What is MKS?
MKS is a family-owned business. I started the business because my daughter has eczema. So with her having eczema, all her hair was falling out. So it was right in the pandemic. I used to own a salon in Roswell.
Okay.
Had to close the salon down. Bella's hair was falling all out. She was itching. So I'm like, what can I do to help something to grow her hair and to help with her skin, with her flare-ups? And that's how my first product was the Shea Butter Moisturizer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice. Now, you've grown from that into the sea moss, men's skincare. Tell us a bit about the products that you have.
So basically it's a family owned business. So I have a 15-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. So, and I have me. I have bad skin. Okay. My son was going through the whole hormone thing. That's why he has his collection. And then my daughter has Bella's collection because she's the founder of it and she has for eczema. So basically the business is growing with us. So as Bella's getting older, her collection's growing because she's getting older. I had the skincare. I had the skin issue. So I fixed my skin first and then I dropped the skincare line. And then sea moss, I had COVID really bad. And so that's when I really got into sea moss and just like taking care of yourself from your inner out. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we just need to detox from the inner on out. And that goes for your hair, your skin, everything, your health. That is a family business and we're all growing together. And we all do our part. So Mackenzie has, you know, I advertise her with her baby collection. Malachi has his advertisement and then I have mine.
That's dope.
And they're all free. I don't have to pay neither one of them for nothing.
That's dope.
In-house slavery.
Right now. Which is smart.
Yeah.
So right now, people, while we have people's attention, where can they go purchase products now as we speak?
They can go to MKS Products on Instagram. And my link in a bio.
Okay.
They can also go TikTok, okay. YouTube, my links in all the bios. It's
no
all
only, no OnlyFans, right?
No OnlyFans, you know.
Because women say click my bio.
I've disputed a couple of $9.99s.
You forgot to cancel, huh?
Like, damn it, why am I still paying for thicker than a Snickers? That's Apple Music. But that's dope, man. So what did you bring today?
So today I had brought you some of our sea moss, from stuff from our sea moss collection. So okay. It's our sea moss lemonade.
Okay.
It has sea moss in it.
It's delicious.
It's 16 ounces.
Okay.
All you really need is a shot a day. But if you want to just really clean this out, you can just take half of it. And it'll detox you out because it has sea moss. It has bladderwrack and burdock. Then I got you our sea moss soap, which is really refreshing. It's lemongrass.
Okay.
Smells amazing. You can just put it on your face, your body.
Yeah.
Then I got you some of our amazing sea moss body butter, which is one of our new body butters. And I got you a face cream. This is also good for SPF because, you know, it's summertime. I want to keep you looking youthful and young. And
you know good. It. You know it.
some face cream for you. So once you wash your face, we'll put your cream on. So in this, the face cream, we have cocoa butter, jojoba oil, sunflower oil.
What?
Jojoba oil.
I said Jehovah Witness.
But I didn't want none of that. They got the dough.
Y'all can have that.
Sip oil, kerosene oil, and green tree. So everything is ingredients that you understand and ingredients that you'll know. This has sea moss in it. It has lemongrass, lemon oil, orange oil, vitamin E, papaya oil, and it's also made with African body butter. So the ingredients is stuff because what I notice is a lot of stuff we're putting in us or putting on our skin is so toxic because we're reading the beginning of the product. That's where they sell you. But what we're not doing is we're not flipping it around and reading the ingredients. And then a lot of you guys don't know ingredients is because you just don't know what those words are. So you're just looking at like what it says on the front and then we're buying it. So I really, I'm real passionate about this business. I'm real passionate about ingredients and herbs because really, honestly, we have everything that we need in the house to take care of us. You know what I mean? True. The herbs and the oils like from back in the day, you know. So now everything just got so commercialized. So I'm just really trying to, I don't have any of that stuff in my house.
So how long have you been in business now?
June will be 4 years this year.
Okay. Congratulations.
We're almost on our fourth birthday.
That's dope. So, you know, I know my co-hosts have some questions. I just got one more. Now, I told you, you know, we get kind of deep here. So we do have a couple of deep questions. One being, and no offense, but wings or flats? Drums or flats?
Drums.
Yes.
Come on.
Fair. That's not talking about Philly.
You failed.
Drum shouting.
I don't even want to interview no more.
No, that's my damn question. Take your flat ass over there.
Damn it. I thought this was going to be
a shot.
I have high hopes for you, light skinned women, today.
But now you got to ask the other question.
Bam. Which one?
Ranch or blue cheese?
Blue cheese.
She's a little ratchet. Now, we know your inspiration behind your business. We know your business. What is the one thing that you would absolutely tell somebody who is listening, who is on the fence about starting their business, they don't know where to begin? What advice would you give them?
I would definitely say that find something that you're passionate about. Find something that you can... So look around. If you have an issue, find something that you can fix. So if you have an issue or your kids have an issue, take that as something that, how can I heal my kids? If they have hair issues, if they have eczema, if you have bad skin or whatever you have, find something you're passionate about, heal yourself first, and then take that and make that your testimony for your pictures. Because that's how my business did really good, because I was able to walk people through the journey of Mackenzie's hair growing. And they were like, oh, wow, like, look at that. And it was so many people who can understand eczema and who has eczema.
Yes.
70% of the world has some type of skin condition. So I would say find something that you could be passionate about, and then just be consistent and go at it every day. I'm also going to be dropping an ebook, and it's going to tell you how I started my business and all the juicy jewels in that. So that's coming really soon.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you. My daughter, she got eczema.
Okay.
So how long did it take you to figure that out, to get her healed? I know with my wife and our daughter, we was going through like allergy tests, seeing what she was allergic to, certain things she eating, certain textures. How long did it take you?
It took me about 90 days. I had took before pictures, and then I had to come up with the different ingredients. And then I had to come up with, you know, like how to keep it stable. And so then once I figured that out, then I started applying it morning and night to her, putting it all over her body, putting it all in her hair. And then I just started watching her transformation. Because they were trying to put Mackenzie on a steroid. They had tried like so much chemical stuff. And I was just, so my son, he had a head full of hair because I have a lot of thick hair. And so with my daughter, I'm like, oh my God, my baby hair is just not growing, you know? And I'm like, the eczema is just, and the more that they get frustrated, they get hot. If she gets mad, the first thing she does is starts digging. So I had to find something that will keep the main thing about eczema is to keep it moisturized. So if you have even the soaps, exactly. So I make a oatmeal and honey soap for her. Like, she can't use no commercial soaps, none of that, because all that is, you know, it just doesn't, her skin doesn't react well. But I would just definitely say that was 90 days for me before I had dropped it. But you will start seeing results between 7 and 14 days.
Yep. Oh, that's good. It took us a while though to figure ours out. Had to get with the right doctors. Everything kept going like that. And I'm a natural person. I'm not a real fan of like steroids or
stuff. Yeah.
My daughter self got severe, and me and my wife never. I know with me, I've never even knew anybody with eczema.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I think me being young.
It's normally like genetics. Because her father has eczema. Mm-hmm. That's why she has eczema.
I mean, I'm hearing people say they got it. I'm like.
And you didn't know yet. Yeah, and he healed him too. So he was another one that I tried. I'm like, okay, it worked for Mackenzie, but let me try you. Because, you know, you've lived with eczema all your life. You know what I mean? Let me try some of your areas. So. I just was just, anyone that had any skin conditions, I'm like, give me you. Like, because I wanted to see how good the product was, you know what I mean? Before I even announced it, I was going through my family members. Yeah. Those were just free trial people that you can use. Like, hey, girl, you know you got bad skin. Let me help you. You know what I mean? Like, I used them, and that's how I built. So when I launched it, I was able to show before and after pictures.
Did you have... any of them like change their diet or anything like that?
That's where I think sea moss comes in to just kind of clean you out or whatever you got going in. Because a lot of people too aren't drinking water.
Yeah.
They're not eating healthy. So I tell people too that it really is it's a life commitment.
Yeah.
From what you eat, what you're in your body. If you're drinking a bunch of sodas, you know, like that's going to reflect on your skin.
Oh, you say soda?
Yes. Yeah.
Pop.
Oh, you say pop? That's so funny. Yeah, that
is a whooping.
Soda will definitely
say pop.
Yeah, a lot of greasy food, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have other people who don't have no skin regimen. Eat crazy. And it's about 5% of people who just don't do nothing and their skin's fine. But most of us aren't like that. So my market is for the people who like me. And that's why I'm so transparent on my page. I post ugly pictures. If you go to my page, I pinged what my skin used to look like. I used to have piece of face. I had dots everywhere. Now I'm only in makeup when I really want to be that extra 20% cute. Other than that, I'm no makeup. On my page, I'm in no makeup. I'm very transparent because see, now I can pick and choose. Do I want to wear makeup today or I don't?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's when you find that kind of confidence, especially living in Atlanta, that's a whole nother level of confidence. Because I'll be sitting there with all the bad girls and I'll be in my chapstick and lip gloss and honey, and I'm 41 and I was just like, I'm 50 pounds. Since I do skincare, I look at everybody's skin. I could literally, every time I go out, it's a time for me to network. I look at people's skin. And I could literally, like, in my head, I'll be talking to someone and I'll be like, yep, you need some of this, you need some of that. It's just in my, you know what I mean? I can't turn it off.
Well, you mentioned like you started sea moss, and I'm a sea moss believer.
Awesome.
So people got into it over the pandemic. And
yes.
What were some of the benefits that helped you with COVID and outside of COVID with sea moss that you saw?
I would definitely say like my immune system. I would just say giving me my vitamins. And then also I would say as a mother, energy level.
to like being sluggish. I also suffer from like sleeping. You know, being an entrepreneur, my mind's always racing. So that's where my tea came into play. To just like, because sometimes I lay down and I'm like, oh my God, I can't even shut my brain down. I'm having anxiety. So all that really plays in, because I don't want to be taking pills for that. So I'm like, okay, what can I do naturally? So I'll drink my tea sometimes in the morning or at night. Just to, I have sea moss and detox tea. It's sea moss and hibiscus. I have turmeric and ginger shots. I have a pinched nerve in my lower back. And so that's when I came up with the ginger and turmeric shots, because turmeric is super amazing. I have a lot of products for that with the skin, but also it helps with like joint pain and inflammation. So yeah. So I'm really like, yeah, because I'm a runner. I'm real athletic. So between the running, between having a pinched nerve and the kids and my son, he does this, plays this. So I'm constantly trying to keep him healthy. So I would just say, like, I really incorporated it in my house, and now my 4-year-old literally can take raw sea moss and eat it, because she sees me do it all the time. So she's like, at first when I tried to get her, it was, oh, mom, that's nasty. So that's how I came up with the sea moss lemonade. But now they're to the point where now I can just take it completely raw, because they understand that, like, how good it is for them. You know what I mean? So I would definitely say with the pandemic and everything, getting sick, it was just like, you know, I was, listen, I was making up kids. Mackenzie was only like 1 or 2, and I was just putting in her applesauce. Say, here, baby, you going to eat this today.
I also do, like I said, I do a lot of natural stuff. So I make sure I have a smoothie every day, and I keep kale in there, ginger in there, turmeric in there.
Ginger and chip, that's amazing. And so also what I want you to add to that is, so what boosts turmeric is cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. So put that in there too to boost it up. So yeah, in my good. Yeah. It really sends the turmeric into overpower.
You should probably, do you try sea moss? Do you do sea moss or?
I had it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you do a smoothie, so that'd be.
Because if you have the gel, then you can just pour put like 4 teaspoons in there and get it right. You'll never even taste it.
It doesn't bother me. I've been kind of natural since like
ODB over there.
I had to. I did.